Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Office of South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he and President Trump have reaffirmed the need to bring North Korea back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure. Mr. Trump had tweeted earlier in the week that talking is not the answer after Pyongyang's latest missile launch, which Kim Jong-un called a simulation of war meant to demonstrate his military's capability to strike the U.S. territory of Guam. President Trump has repeatedly stated that U.S. options regarding North Korea include military action. Before visiting Texas and Louisiana today, President Trump asked Congress for nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts from Hurricane Harvey, which hit the Gulf Coast a week ago, dumping unprecedented amounts of rain, displacing more than 1 million people, and claiming the lives of at least 39. Mr. Trump and his wife Melania met at the White House with representatives of U.S.-based charities and relief agencies. Mrs. Trump thanked them for their efforts in Texas, which was hard hit by Harvey.
It's great to be here with amazing people, and I want to thank all the volunteers all across the country that came to help to Texas, and fantastic job. And we are going tomorrow to visit them, and I just want to tell them to be strong, and everything will be okay.
Meantime, tens of thousands of residents along the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast remain in shelters, not able to return to their homes because of high water or their homes were left uninhabitable. U.S. National Weather Service reports Houston was inundated by 99 centimeters of rain.